Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. You know, I think it's been a joy. I bet you probably do too, learning more about the great and wonderful things that God has prepared for us as we've studied these past few months the book, The Promise of Heaven by Dr. David Jeremiah. We have learned so much about what we will see in heaven. I mean, God gives us glorious descriptions of the beauty of heaven all throughout His Word, especially in the book of Revelation. Not only that, but we also have learned about those we will see in heaven, the family, the friends who know Jesus as their Savior, we'll see them. And all those throughout history who proclaim Jesus as their Savior, we'll see them, along with the saints of the Old Testament. Oh, my goodness. And as we learned last week, we'll also have angels as neighbors when we're in heaven. Well, today, our study helps us with what heaven will sound like. Now that we've had a glimpse of what it will look like, we're going to talk about what it will sound like, what we'll hear, and even not hear in heaven. Specifically, we're going to talk today about what worship will be like in heaven. So think of some of the most powerful, wonderful worship services you've ever experienced, where the music brought you right into the presence of the Lord. I've been in some worship services, you have too, I'm sure, where the music and the praise felt as if you were being lifted right up to the throne room of God. I've been in some women's conferences with tens of thousands of women all lifting our voices in worship to the Lord. And it's not been that long ago, had a Billy Graham crusade with more than 50,000 people in a football stadium, all praising God. And I've had some of my most significant worship services in my car. How about you? Can you relate? You know, especially those times when I was driving home from visiting my sick mom before she passed several years ago. Through tears, I would praise Him. Worship here on earth can take many forms, as long as we're praising the one who is worthy to be praised. As the Apostle John shared in Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, he writes, "Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and they say, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being.'" Well, we will hear and participate in worshiping God in heaven through singing and praise, much like that. I don't think that comes as a surprise to us that praise and singing will be one of our chief activities in heaven. So it's good to praise Him here and now, if you will, keep our pipes warmed up, because we're going to do a lot of praising and singing in heaven. Now, we're used to not only singing as a form of worship, but we're also used to prayer and preaching to go along with singing and praise as we worship. Well, we definitely will hear and participate in praise in heaven, but as Dr. Jeremiah points out, we will not hear prayer or preaching in heaven. Well, Dr. Jeremiah explains this in his book, The Promise of Heaven, on page 109. He writes this, "Yet as I read Revelation 4 and 5, I'm struck with the fact that the worship we see in heaven is different. It rises to a higher level. As far as I can tell from these two chapters, only one of those three elements, praise, prayer, and preaching, will survive in heaven." He goes on to write, "I do not think we will have prayer in heaven, at least not as we practice it on earth. There will be no need to pray as we do now. We will live in the very presence of Almighty God, and we will commune with and have an ongoing relationship with Him much more intimately than we do now. Even so, our prayer requests will all have been answered. There will be no need to pray in terms of supplication, no need to pray for others, no need to confess our sins, and no need to ask for healing. Our conversations with the Lord will be immediate and in person, so we will not need to go into our closets and shut the door and pray to our Father in secret, as Jesus taught us to do on earth in Matthew 6:6. Stop and think about that for a moment. All our prayer requests will have been answered. All of them. All those pages of requests we've been praying for over the years. Those dog-eared lists of prayer requests we've carried in our Bibles for years. They will have all been answered when we get to heaven. And when we want to speak to the Lord, to praise Him or thank Him, well, He'll be right there. And then in addition to that, there'll be no need for formal preaching in heaven. Dr. Jeremiah explains on page 109 at the bottom, he writes, "Nor will there be a need for preaching. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." We will still enjoy pouring over God's word. For Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." But we will not have to exhort anyone to trust it or to obey it, for we'll be living in a state of perfect spirituality. And we will certainly not have to make evangelistic appeals, for everyone will be saved and forever safe. So does this mean our prayers and preaching are pointless here on earth? No. May it never be so. While we are here on earth, our job is to do battle in prayer on behalf of others, to seek God's wisdom and provision for our daily needs. Jesus Himself taught us how to pray daily in Matthew 6. Prayer changes us and it moves the hand of God. As well, we are to continue to worship God through preaching here, by listening to and sharing the good news of Jesus until He comes or calls us home. We have been commissioned by Jesus to go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them to obey all He has taught us. So while God has us here, let's be found in praise and prayer and preaching, as Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 114 in his book. He writes, "That's what the Bible says will happen in heaven, prayer and preaching and praise. And we're just rehearsing down here, getting ready for what we'll experience above. And when we reach our eternal home, tens of millions of believers will lift perfect voices in a perfect song, glorifying the perfection of our God." No, worship in heaven will never be dull or half-hearted. Instead, it will be continuous and righteous and vigorous and thundering and magnificent. It will set the atmosphere for the new heaven and the new earth, and it will make New Jerusalem pulsate with praise. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me for the details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.